Good morning. I'm gonna do my best to keep this up really close to my mouth. One more announcement. Youth tonight will be at Chuck Moorhead Park. We'll meet there at 4:30, be there till 6:30. We got giant kickball, basketball, volleyball, all the things. So come out at 4:30 to Chuck Moorhead. If you don't know where Chuck Moorhead is, you have Google. And you can Google it, or you can come ask me, but then I'll just show you how to Google it. It'll GPS you. It'll be great. All right. So, yes, we're in Romans. And Romans 12 and 13 are intense. I know, especially last week, there was a lot of stuff that we got into that wasn't the most comfortable stuff to get into. Very challenging things. And honestly, that's what Scripture is great at, and what the Holy Spirit does is he like stands in front of you and he's like, hey, this is the truth. How you feel about it doesn't change what this is. But we have to approach it the correct way. And we have to say, okay, you have the ultimate authority, and I sit under you. So, this is a tough topic. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. This is not a time where I am going to be making any kind of political statements about anything. I am not going to be attempting to talk about specific governments or government officials or anything like that. I just want to get that out of the way. But we're going to read Romans 13, 1 through 7, all right? Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are instituted by God. So then, the one who resists the authority is opposing God's command, and those who oppose it will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do good, and you will have its approval. For government is God's servant to you for good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, because it does not carry the sword for no reason. For government is God's servant, an avenger that brings wrath on the one who does wrong. Therefore, you must submit, not only because of the wrath, but also because of your conscience. And for this reason, you pay taxes, since the authorities are God's public servants, continually attending to these tasks. Pay your obligations to everyone, taxes to those you owe taxes, tolls to those you owe tolls, respect to those you owe respect, and honor to those you owe honor. Now I'm going to pray. Dear God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for how you have been here already. Thank you that you have set the table for this time. I pray that the word spoken today would be only what you want spoken. I pray that the ears and the hearts of people would be open to receive it. I pray that I would get out of the way and that you would do what you do, and that all honor and glory goes to you in your name. Amen. So yeah, it's kind of a weighty topic when you think about it. Submitting to authority, submitting to the government and what the government's role is and how authority has been implemented by God, not only in the heavens, but also on earth. And I know that like in our political climate, we don't like that. Like, we're just going to be honest, okay, right? Like, you can't fire me, so I can say this. You can tell me, you can strongly encourage me not to come back, but it's fine. Listen, we live in a time where trust in the authority of the government is not super high, and that's okay, right? But the authority that has been given is still the authority. The individual in that position can have faults, can mess up. We're human. I mess up in the position that I'm in. As a parent, as a husband, like, I mess up sometimes. Luckily, I don't have the spotlight of the world on me to nitpick everything. And I'm grateful for that. I also understand that where I've been called, my number one calling is to pursue Christ with all that I have and to listen and to do what he tells me to do. No matter the position of authority, that is what we should be doing. Because we know that God's authority sits above all other authorities. He is the utmost. He is the number one. So we listen to him above all else. But we also understand that what he has told us to do, we should be doing. And we are told right here that we should be submitting to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist are instituted by God. God put these authorities, this hierarchy, in place. Why? Because without any kind of hierarchy, without any kind of authority, it is pure anarchy. You leave us alone long enough, we can justify anything in our heads. I can justify any action if I sit long enough and think about it the way that I want to think about it. We need rules. There were rules in place. Even from the beginning of time, when God created the garden, he put people in the garden, he still gave them a rule. He still gave them, this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do. If he did not care about authority and didn't care about the rules, then he never would have done that. But from the very beginning, he did that. We also see that because we know that Satan exists. And he was in heaven at one point. And he rebelled against the authority of God and said, no, I want all the praise to come to me. I want to be God. And what did God do? Did God say, oh, well, maybe not? No, he said, it is my authority. You can't take it. Now be gone. And he dealt with it swiftly, and he dealt with it completely. So I want to get into this. Please have grace on me. So we look at this, and we can see some things, and we're like, look, I get it. I get the weight of this, because it says here, it's like, well, yeah, if you don't want to be afraid of the government, don't do anything bad. Now, there is a whole group of people that makes complete sense to. And there is another group of people on this planet, in this country, that isn't always the case. We have people that live afraid because of some individuals that were in a position of authority that have abused that authority and besmirched it so that they can begin to attack people. The authority isn't the problem. The abuse of the authority by the individuals is the problem. That is a heart issue. That is not a God-ordained thing. God did not say, I'm going to put you in this position so that you can just go out here and do whatever. He said, this is the position of authority. You need to act a certain way in that position of authority, but we still have our own choices that we make. Individuals can make bad choices. We can make good choices. But we, as believers and followers of Christ, are always called to pray for those in positions of authority. If you are unwilling to pray for those in positions of authority, then I don't think you believe your prayers can do anything. Because if you are unwilling to use prayer, which is a tool that God has given us, if you're unwilling to use it, you don't trust it. Not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just saying you have a massive weapon that God has given you, and he has called you to use it. So when we choose not to use it, it's not his fault. It's on us. There are multiple ways that we can try to influence the government. We live in a democracy. Luckily, we can have our voice heard, and that's a great thing. And as Christians, we're called to have our voice be heard and ours to be the voice of Jesus, the voice of love, the voice of care, but also a voice that says, I will follow what he says above anything else. So we are called to submit to the authorities. Now, some of you can say, well, look, that was Paul. He was saying that, and it's different now. Like, this is a completely different climate. I want you to understand. This was in about AD 64. This is when Nero was emperor of Rome. And in 64 AD, that's when Rome caught on fire. About 75% of it burned up, like 7 days, 6 nights. And he blamed it on the Christians. Got everybody riled up. Brought a couple of them up and said, this is your fault, this is why you did it. Like, he tortured them, he slaughtered them. Everybody in Rome was like, oh, they're the ones that did it, let's wipe them out. So Nero, the government official of the time, turned the nation against the Christians. That's when they started throwing people in the Colosseum to fight lions and started just slaughtering people. Now, I will say, hold that in tandem with the thought that you've had now. That, man, the political climate here is rough. That was rough. Okay? Not to try to make you feel like whatever you're feeling is less. I just want you to understand, do not look at this scripture and say, well, Paul just doesn't know what he's talking about because our time is different. That time was worse. And he was still calling people to understand, respect, and honor the authority that was above them. Because that is important. Why? Let me give you another one that kind of hurt me a little bit. When God institutes authority, how we respond to that authority is how we respond to God. My choice to rebel against the authority, the position of that authority, is an act of rebellion towards God. I don't like to think about that, if I'm being honest. Right? Because I like to be comfortable, and I'm like, well, I don't like that person, I don't like what they stand for, so I'm just not going to have anything to do with them. Well, that position of authority is there, no matter if you like who's in it or not. I have to respect and honor that position of authority. Does that mean I just bend over and do everything they say, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever, if it's bad or not? No, I say, okay, this is what they're saying. What does Scripture say? What does Jesus say? And does it line up? If it lines up, we're doing it. And we're going to do it with honor, we're going to do it with respect. If it doesn't, then I will still honor and respect the position, but I will do what God is calling me to do. And that's hard sometimes, because that is a line a lot of us don't want to get near. That's a conversation we don't want to have. Why? Because it makes us uncomfortable with the people around us. Because now I'm having to do something I don't want to do. I don't like you. I don't want to be around you. Well, no, if that's a position of authority, guess what? If your boss is somebody you just don't like, but you're working in that company, he's still your boss. You still respect the position that he's in. This is another thing. Just because somebody is put in a position of authority does not mean they speak for God. Okay? Please, please understand that. Yes, God knows everybody that's going to be in positions of power and everything. He understands all of it. Things in the world are going to go a certain way. Just because somebody is in a position of power does not mean they speak the very word of God. Everything that anybody says needs to be fact-checked with Scripture and a lot of prayer. Because if it doesn't line up, that ain't the direction we need to be going. All right? And another thing, authority does not equal maturity. Just because you are put in a position of authority does not suddenly mean that you're completely mature and you understand it. I'm a dad. When my son was born, I didn't wake up one morning going, boof, I know everything there is to know about being a dad. No, I didn't. You can ask my son. I didn't, right? There's a lot of learning that goes on. There's a lot of kind of trial and error and a lot of grace that has to happen. But I'm put in a position of authority over my son. In order for me to be the best dad I need to be, I need to submit to the authority that's above me. Okay? He cannot submit to authority if he's not seeing it modeled out in front of him. The world today will not believe that Christians understand authority if they do not see it modeled out in front of them. Because we like to say, I'm going to do whatever God tells me, but then we go, hold on, give me your top five, God, and I'll pick. I'll pick the one I want to do. And then God says, hold up, have we got the authority reversed? Are you above me? Do you pick what I do? Or am I your father that loves you and knows the very best that will ever happen and can come to you and will give it to you and am asking you to do this? That's how it is. And if we understand authority, we know that his authority is so covered in love that it is not to beat us down. It is not to make us be belittled. It is not to separate us in any way, shape, or form. His authority is always to bring people together so that we can proclaim truth to the authorities of the air, to the principalities, to the everyone else, so that when they see this, they're like, wow, you must love God because you're willing to do what he says. If that's what we could be, if we could be so marked as a group of people that when people see us, they're just like, wow, you literally do everything he tells you to do. That's incredible. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around sometimes. Because if we look at how we treat authority in our lives every day, we don't do that. And listen, this is not just governmental authority. This is teachers, bosses, coaches, parents, people that are put in positions of authority, pastors. Now, I also don't want you to think that just because you're in a position of authority, you're at no fault. When you're in a position of authority, your actions are weightier than they are if you are not. You will have to pay extra. There will be more weight on you. You will have to own up to a lot more actions because you're in that position of authority that God has called you into. So we need to understand that I can do nothing without Him. When I try to do it on my own, we've talked about this before, it's poopy diapers, right? It's disgusting. It's nasty. And I'm like, look, here you go. And he's like, thank you. Let's do it this way, right? Does this mean, right? Does this mean that we will always understand the person in authority? No. Now, with God's authority, when he tells us to do something, are we called to act on it? Yes. Yes, we are. Do we tend to act on it, or do we tend to say, hold on, can you just like shoot me over the email with all the details and the timeline on this so that I can like just kind of look it over and then we can go back and forth, maybe make some edits on it because like Tuesday I'm busy. But like I can probably work this in sometime. And God's like, I don't think you have my email address. How about you just do this? And then when you're done with that, I'll give you the next piece. Let me tell you something right now. I've put puzzles together with my children. And with my youngest one, I don't give him all the pieces because he will throw them like confetti in a parade. So for that very reason, he doesn't get all the pieces. Now, as an adult, if someone's like, put this puzzle together, after you put the piece down, I'll give you the next one. I'll be like, I'm an adult. Give me all them pieces. This is ridiculous. But they're like, no, you have to trust me that I'm going to give you the right piece for the next one. But a lot of times we're like, no, see, I need all the pieces because I need to know where they go, right? I need to look at the box. And, you know, I do the edge first and then I fill in the middle. And they're like, no, just put this piece right there. It doesn't make any sense. That piece goes right there. That's a middle piece. And how do I even know what this is? And they say, trust me, here's the next piece. And you're like, okay, still think this is dumb. I don't like it. I don't even know what I'm doing. You're putting the piece down because I told you to put the piece down. We have to understand that God can operate that way a lot. He's like, hey, here's what I want you to do. Put that piece down. I don't see the picture. I don't get it. Put the piece down. Can you give me more than one right now? You can handle one. Put the piece down. I don't want to be doing it. Let me see the box. Give me a different puzzle piece. You got the piece you need to put where I need you to put it. Put the piece down. Submit to the authority of God. And that's hard, right? I'm going to keep saying this over and over because we don't want to do this. We want authority and not to submit to authority. We want the power, but not to have to submit to the power. Because when we submit to the authority, we have checks and balances that we have to meet. When I submit to authority, I know that I'm going to be held accountable to some things. And that puts more pressure on me. That is the point of the authority, is that there is accountability that follows that. If I'm unwilling to submit to authority, I am unwilling to submit to God. If we cannot submit to authority on earth, we will not be able to submit to authority properly in heaven. If we cannot submit to authority here on earth, we cannot properly teach that to the people around us. If I cannot submit to authority here on earth, I can't be in a position of authority and lead well. I have to understand where I stand in all of that. I have to understand that, yes, I might not agree with you, but I'm going to respect the position you're in and follow that rule. If that rule begins to go against Scripture, then I will do my best in honor and love. I'm going to follow Scripture, and I will deal with whatever has to happen to me because of that. But I will not besmirch the authority. I will not attack that authority. Why not? Well, we saw that play out in Jesus' life, right? He was living his life. He was doing what God called him to do. Some groups decided they didn't want him here anymore. They didn't like the way that he was upsetting the apple cart, and they said, all right, government, look, he's doing all this bad stuff. We need to kill him. We're going to attack him, like, take him out. We don't want this. And the government was like, all right, we'll let you guys pick. What do you want to do? We got to kill somebody. And they're like, give us the murderer, kill Jesus. Even in the process of the government asking him questions and him being in front of the Sanhedrin and all these things, Jesus did not fight them. Why? Because I do believe he understood the authority. And he understood his position in it in that moment. He knew he had all authority on heaven and earth. He could have done whatever he wanted to do, but he still chose to operate under that. Did he completely agree with them? No. Did he start screaming at them, fighting them, getting his followers to start like rebelling against them and taking out people? No. He said, I'm going to love, and I'm going to do what God's called me to do, because this is why I'm here. And whatever happens to me because of it, happens to me because of it. And thankfully, he saved all of us by doing that. So today, this is going to be a short one, guys, I'm telling you. We are called to give to those that we owe. We need to give honor to those that honor is due. Those people in positions of authority, those supervisors, those teachers, those coaches. Because here's the thing. There's a very slim chance you're going to have the same boss your entire life. You're not going to have the same coach your entire life. You're not going to have the same teacher your entire life. You will sit underneath a lot of other people that have authority over you. So we need to learn at a young age how to respect that authority. Because I can respect it and disagree with you, but I still respect it. Just because I disagree with that authority does not mean that I have a free and clear to be like, I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to do anything you want. So I'm going to do whatever I want over here, and I'm going to completely rebel, all because I don't like you. What witness is that to the world? Is that a witness of saying, hey, we're unified in Christ? Or is that a witness saying they just want to do whatever they want to do, and if they don't like it, then they jump ship on this whole Christian thing? Because they will know that we are his disciples by our love one for another, not by how we attack each other, not by the cars we drive or the church we go to, by our love one for another. Because you can fake a lot of things. Love is hard. That's a hard one. Real authentic love, you can't fake it. And that comes from the authority of Jesus. That is what he can bestow on us. And that's what he calls us to give everybody. And we are called to the best of our ability to honor the authority that is of the land, to the best of our ability, as long as it lines up with Scripture. We are called to live in peace, in love with those around us. We're called to help the people around us, not to cause strife, not to cause division. That's what the enemy does. That's what he wants. We're not called to look at it and be like, well, I just need to take care of myself, and y'all can worry about your other, whatever. I got my own family to worry about. Okay, well, if I'm sitting under the authority of Christ and I'm doing what Christ has called me to do, then I have faith that he's protecting me and my family, and that we're going to get where we need to get. And if I'm doing what he's called me to do, that everything is going to be taken care of. In conclusion. I've always wanted to say that. I don't know why I've never said that before. Here we go. This week, I want you to look at who you sit under. Like, who's got authority over you? Where have you been placed where you sit underneath people? Because just because they have authority over you does not mean that you can't influence them. How I follow can be just as powerful of a witness as how I lead somebody. Because that's the left hand or the right hand, right? That's the other half of it. Because I can lead and tell people what to do all the time, But if you don't ever see me following the orders of what God's told me to do, then that undercuts my authority. And you're like, well, you're not even doing it. Why would I listen to you? Understand the authority. Understand who God is in relation to everybody else. And no matter what, pray for those people. Pray for the government, the local government, the White House. Pray for anybody that is in positions of authority. Why? Because that is a hard position to be in. It is not some easy breezy position. It's hard. You have to make choices just like you do in your everyday life. And there will always be somebody that absolutely hates the choice you make. When you're in a position of authority, those voices just get amplified. But here's the thing. You can allow those voices to destroy you if you are in a position of authority, or you can listen to God and say those voices are just voices. That's the voice that's going to lead me and take me where I need to go. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to wrap this up. And what you're going to do this week, this is a challenge. I want you to honor the living daylights out of anybody you sit under this week, okay? I want you to go in when you go to work, when you go to school, whatever it is, no matter who it is, if you're going to somebody and they have any position of authority over you, I want you to look at them and come to the point where you're like, okay, God, what is the best way I can honor them today? How can I honor them like it's you sitting in front of me right now? Because that's how we should do this. Because everything we do needs to be done unto the glory of God. And if we see all authority, as it says, as set down by God, then we need to honor that position like you're honoring God. All right, it's going to be fun. Take notes, talk about it next week. All right, dear God, thank you for today. Thank you that you are the utmost authority. Thank you that not only did you set authority in place, that you have given us multiple different ways to experience the authority and multiple opportunities to be able to honor the authority that you've put over us and the authority that you've put in us. God, I pray that you would help us this week to be the most loving, the most honoring people that we possibly can be, God. Help us to be able to see the truth of your scripture and the truth of what you've called us to do in light of those around us, God. Thank you. And be with us this week as we move forward in this and we continue to pursue you with all we have. In your name, amen.